This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here you said big fear is that the Rams or Seahawks end up with Michael Penix. Why is that scary to you?
Because he's the best quarterback in this draft. I mean, and there's no doubt in my mind, he's got the biggest arm. He's got 11-inch hands. He can flick it. He's got a laser. I mean, we're talking about a Joe Flacco. This guy's arm makes Mahomes' arm look like nothing. I mean, this guy's got a huge arm. He was the best quarterback in Indy. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the country the last couple of years. I mean, I'm a huge Michael Penix fan. I mean, I saw him last year on a Thursday night game with like 40-mile-an-hour winds up in Seattle, and the quarterback that they were going against, they almost couldn't throw it at all. They just like ran the ball because the wind was so great. This guy was just throwing lasers that cut right through that wind. So, I mean, he throws it the best of all these guys, and he had a whale of a career. If he didn't have some injury concerns, I think he would be much more of a slam dunk. I'm a big Penix fan.
Well, clearly, but can we back up? I'd like you to say that again and make sure everyone heard. If you're distracted by someone in your car or if the boss is talking to you, tell him to shut up, because Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, all of that. Say that again, Larry.
Penix is the best quarterback in this draft, and history will show that over time.
And this from a man who saw Brock Purdy coming before virtually anybody else. How much would you be concerned, though, Larry, about not only the age? I think he'd be the second oldest first-round quarterback ever drafted, but the fact that he's had major injuries throughout his career, including two ACL injuries.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I mean, he's had major injuries, which is part of his story, right, which is probably a part of the reason. But he's proven over the last couple of years that he's healthy. And he's played. Now the big concern is, to me, is not the injuries, Dibs. It's the fact that he did play behind a very good offensive line at Washington, and there's a lot of people, including Dave Softy Mahler, that believe that that line made him look good. Other people feel that Adunze and McMillan, you know, having those receivers, Westover, the tight end, made him really look good. I mean, there's no question he had a great surrounding cast, but I mean, don't ignore the obvious. I mean, Caleb Williams and Penix played in the same conference this year. SC's got a ton of talent as well. Penix won all the games. SC was disappointing. Penix wound up in the national championship game. Then Penix wasn't afraid at all to go to Indy and throw. He was the best quarterback in Indy. He threw the ball better than any of the other prospects. So, you know, they played the same conference against the same competition. It's not that I don't think Caleb has talent. I think Caleb does have talent, but I just think Penix has a bigger arm. He's got mobility. I think it's important to him. I like Penix a lot. I like him more than Nix. I like him more than Daniels, May. I like him the most of these guys.
How many QBs do you think come off the board tonight, and how many of them do you think will pan out?
I think six come off the board tonight, and I think two of them will pan out probably. And my two that I think would pan out, as far as when I say pan out, I mean all these guys will be in the league. But as far as special, I think the best that I've seen out of these guys is Daniels. from LSU and Penix. I mean, Daniels wasn't good at ASU, but Daniels the last couple of years now, was it Neighbors and Thomas Jr.? That helped. But, I mean, the way he throws with touch and timing, the way he moves, I think Jaden Daniels is pretty exciting prospect.
While we're in the quarterback sphere, who do you think that the Niners would look at late in the draft, a la Brock Purdy, as far as just taking a quarterback? It feels like with all the picks they have, 10 picks in all, they might just take a shot at somebody. Do you have a late-round sleeper for the Niners at QB?
I absolutely do. You know I do.
That's my guy.
You came to the right place. These are not the droids you're looking for. No.
Thank you.
Now, Austin Reed from Western Kentucky is a really great prospect.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's the guy, he was the quarterback for Malachi Corley there at Western Kentucky. He was a lacrosse player who started playing football, and he supposedly is just a film junkie. He's a 4.4 GPA. If you see him interviewed, he reminds you a lot of Brock Purdy with the yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, aw, shucks. You know, he's got that thing down. He's a great, he's thought to be an amazing competitor who lives to watch film, is super bright. And he's also kind of like Purdy, 6'1", 225, doesn't quite have what the arm that NFL teams are looking for, but he processes what he sees at the line of scrimmage. The ball comes out on time. Very productive player for the Hilltoppers. That's the guy for me on day three, Austin Reed.
Larry Kruger with us, Willard and Dibb.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.